bringing graduating students closer to their first airline job. I'm Paul Plack, and this is Aero News. Welcome into this Aero News special feature, and thanks for downloading us today. My guest today is Dr. Kurt Barnhart, who is a professor and head of the Aviation Department at Kansas State University at Salina. We're here to talk about Mesaba Airlines and Kansas State partnering to put K-State Aviation professional pilot students on an accelerated track to become flight officers with that subsidiary of Northwest Airlines. And first, Dr. Barnhart, thanks for joining us today and taking a few minutes out for our listeners.
Absolutely. It's my pleasure.
First question is, this relationship between your flight department and Mesaba Airlines, is this something totally new, or has this been developing informally over a period of years and was just now put down on paper?
It had been developing for quite a while. We had a former student, now alumni, Reggie Radetsky, who had been a pilot with them. He's now with Emirates Air, but has continued to stay in contact with us and with Mesaba, and was one of the people that connected us and began the discussions, and we really took it from there.
Boeing has a prediction out that the industry in general is going to grow at a pace that will require 18,000 new pilots per year for the next 20 years. Does that match with your assessment of the potential for this line of study?
Absolutely. Hiring lately has been at unprecedented levels. Of course, the economy, at least up to this point, has cooperated with us on that. So we have seen pilots really get hired in numbers and with experience levels we haven't seen before. And fortunately, the airline ground school training hasn't let up as far as quality. So we're seeing lower time pilots, but they're highly qualified pilots, and they're obviously the safety record bears that out. So yes, the numbers from my standpoint and from my observations would agree with that.
Now, anecdotally, I hear from Part 141 flight schools all the time that it's just brutal in this environment to keep instructors. These guys get to 250.1 hours, and some regional airline is knocking on the door to come put them in a right seat. K-State claims more master certified flight instructors than any other college or university in the country. How are you guys hanging on to them?
Well, as with anyone else, we're struggling along with that challenge. We have lost several good instructors to airlines, to corporate operations, to other opportunities that come up. So we have been struggling, although we have several instructors who are on 12-month contract. So that means that they're with us on a salaried basis, and they're more permanent as opposed to former graduates who a lot of times are here with us just for a short period of time until they find that right job. So the short answer is we're struggling along with others, and we haven't solved that piece really in a great way yet.
I've talked to some flight schools that have actually resorted to paying more than the starting pay at a regional airline, which frankly is not a very high bar to jump. But is that going to be a pressure that is raising entry-level salaries for these guys as they get into the business?
Yes, it could be. We have, well, last year we raised our wages. So there is that pressure, especially with Embry-Riddle offering some of the benefits that they offer in terms of tuition and health benefits and things like that. If the hiring continues as it has up to this point, yes, I do see that being a pressure.
You mentioned a couple of moments ago about the economy. Will current oil prices and economic pessimism potentially cut the industry some slack in terms of catching up with the demand?
Historically, it has. Historically, we have seen that. And that slowdown does come in almost like a sine wave. It's fairly predictable. Frankly, it's probably about time for something like that to happen, although things like the weak dollar are helping international demand. We're seeing international people coming in to vacation because it's so cheap to vacation here, and that helps keep demand up. So this one could be different, but you know, if we look back historically, we would have to say that, yes, it's probably time for somewhat of a correction anyway. So we'll just kind of sit back and see what happens.
How does the dollar exchange rate, I know the effect it can have on tourism and Obviously, it's having a very negative effect on Airbus's bottom line, things like that. But in terms of the instructional market, is there an impact on your program? For example, when foreign students can suddenly reduce their outlay significantly to come to the U.S., and are they willing to make a long-term commitment long enough to go through a university program?
We have seen an increase lately. Now, these things tend to, enrollments tend to lag the economy by quite a bit, whether it's 6 months or even up to 2 years. So we have seen an increase. We've definitely seen an increased interest from countries like India and Japan and China, making those calls and finding out what we have to offer and sort of putting out those feelers to see what we might have. So the interest level has increased. Our enrollments have increased slightly. But if it lags 6 months to a year or two, then we could be on the beginning parts of that threat.
My guest today is Dr. Kurt Barnhart, who is a professor and the head of the aviation department at Kansas State University at Salina, Kansas. We'll be back with more in a moment. I'm Paul Plack, and you're listening to a special feature from Aero News.
At Cirrus Design, we don't ignore the fundamentals of aviation design. We just give them an ingenious new interpretation. The Cirrus SR22 GTS, Cirrus's premium luxury ride that has come to define Cirrus aircraft as one of the world's elite. Every dream option from supple leather seats to an exhilarating 310 horsepower performance and speed come standard, giving new meaning to the phrase fully loaded. When flying the SR22 GTS, getting there is truly more than half the fun. To learn more, call 888-750-9000 or check us out on the web at cirrusdesign.com.
Finally, aviation headsets have evolved. Clarity Aloft is the next generation of headset design. Clarity Aloft headsets employ patented Comply Canal tips, composed of soft viscoelastic foam, the same foam tips used in advanced hearing aids. More than simple earplugs, these foam tips provide full-spectrum noise reduction and outstanding attenuation. This advanced technology is lab-tested, proving that viscoelastic passive noise reduction is superior to active noise reduction. For more information, call 612-747-3197 or check out the innovative Clarity Aloft headset on the web at clarityaloft.com.
Welcome back to this Aero News special feature. Paul Plack here with Dr. Kurt Barnhart, professor and head of the aviation department at Kansas State University at Salina. The university has recently announced a new, more formalized relationship with Mesaba Airlines to sort of fast-track pilot students to becoming flight officers with that subsidiary of Northwest Airlines. I have to ask you about the relationship with Northwest and whether it changes now in the merger environment, because Northwest merging with Delta. Delta already has a very aggressive training program going with the Delta Connection Academy. Do these programs complement each other? Will there be some competition between them? Are they different enough to be complementary? How does that going to all fit together?
It really remains to be seen. Sometimes things like this take some time to work out. I know with the TWA American situation, there was a few years in there where they were still training there at St. Louis and doing some things, and may still be. So right now, we're still on track. We hope that they'll be complementary, but at this point, that will come out in the details of the merger. So we're hopeful that things will continue for us.
There are two questions I have to ask if you're going to be successful in filling this need that we have identified. One is, how do we get young people who have been distracted by newer technologies to get excited about flying again? Or is that just something that has to be waved in front of them that they've never thought about?
It is a challenge. It's more challenging today than it has been in generations past. For instance, when I came up through the college ranks, college enrollments in aviation programs were just through the roof, and it was a highly popular option. It's still popular, but we do compete with electronics and computers and other career fields where the starting wages are definitely higher, and they're able to offer some greater benefits out of the chute. So we have to continue to be visible at air shows and recruiting events, and we work hard at that here. To get our name out there at every possible opportunity. And I think once students find out about it and they actually look into it a little bit, maybe even fly, there a lot of them are hooked. So as long as we do our jobs, I think we'll be able to get students in the door.
At some point, though, isn't it an issue of getting kids interested way before they're thinking of it in terms of a career? I mean, one of the things that I see is that it's not so much happening at the stage where young people in their late teens or early 20s are evaluating career paths. The fall off in the interest in, I guess, in general aviation to begin with, seems to be something that's just a matter of newer technologies and newer shiny objects capturing their imaginations. Is the EAA Young Eagles program, for example, something that might be part of the answer?
Certainly that helps, any program like that. In terms of visibility, though, the aviation industry isn't quite as new. Jets, you know, have been around for a long time. There isn't a space race going on like there was in the 60s and 70s, so those types of things made the aviation and aerospace industry much more visible and much more in the forefront of people's minds and imaginations. You know, when I was in sixth grade, we saw the space shuttle go up for the first time, and the country was just riveted. But now it hardly makes the news at all if you even hear about it. So things like that are just make it challenging. Yeah, it's a continual challenge for us to try to solve that issue.
Presuming the industry as a whole can get young people interested in aviation in numbers sufficient to fill this demand, how will your university recruit? In other words, assuming that there's developed a pool of candidates, how will Kansas State get its share through its program?
In terms of how will we get our existing students to find out about this program, or are you talking about students, potential students outside?
I guess what I'm saying is if there's a group of, you know, five or so elite universities in this field, how will you reach potential students to let them know about your program?
We work hard at, of course, the web side of things, redesigning our website, putting podcasts out there. We're working on that now. We are present at just about every major national trade show in aviation. We've recently been funded to do some of that work. Targeted marketing, direct mailing, of course, recruiting events at high schools and the normal types of things you think about. It's a combined effort. There's no one thing that we would focus on. We really, and we have a whole staff here that helps us with those things. So it's a combined effort.
Is the K-State program also providing avenues into other aviation careers other than in the cockpit?
Absolutely, yes. We have an aviation maintenance training section where you can get a 2 or 4 year degree or even just a certificate in aviation maintenance, your A&P certificate. We're looking into some other areas pretty heavily. We haven't formalized anything yet, but we're looking at air traffic control and aviation management. We have a technology management degree already. So, yes, and of course, in our engineering technology section, the department over there, there's electronics and computers and there's, of course, construction and things like that. But, yeah, this across this campus, there are opportunities to get into varying segments of the industry.
If someone wants to find out more about your program, what's the best way to get in contact? What's the website?
Go to sal.ksu.edu/aviation. That should get it there.
Well, listen, we appreciate what you're doing to try to keep the industry supplied with pilots. It's a fascinating marketplace to watch unfold, and I'm sure it will remain that way for, well, 20 years if Boeing is right. And Dr. Barnhart, we want to thank you for taking a few minutes out and joining us today to tell us more about the program.
You're very welcome. My pleasure.
My guest has been Dr. Kurt Barnhart, who is a professor and head of the aviation department at Kansas State University at Salina. And you've been listening to a special feature from Aero News. You can find us on the web at www.aero.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.